now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Efforts to keep older Americans in the workforce longer could help combat America's high rates of old age poverty and also reduce inequality. This according to a new report from the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD. The Paris-based think tank provides advice regarding the best policies to follow to its 35 member governments. The report calls upon America to support longer careers for all socioeconomic groups as a way to diminish old age poverty without placing additional strain on pension systems. More than 20% of Americans over the age of 65 have an income that classifies them below the poverty line. For purposes of the OECD study, poverty was defined as half of median disposable household income. Future retirees face even higher risks of poverty as inequality advances. As indicated in the Wall Street Journal, while America has a higher share of older people in the workforce compared to most major economies, how people fare in their later years depends critically on educational attainment. The gap between workers with different skill sets is enormous and poised to widen as digital transition progresses, according to OECD analysts. One way to support longer careers is by offering flexible or phased retirement. Under such a system, older workers receive a full or partial pension benefit while continuing in paid work, often with reduced hours. Far fewer Americans work part-time in retirement relative to populations in Germany or the United Kingdom. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.